we go.
Get up out of bed. Get up with Jesse and Jules.
Right now, Jules, we got to talk about your fascinator.
Wasn't it fascinating?
Yesterday, you and I went to Stakes Day, Ladies Day at the Bunbury Turf Club here, and I made you a fascinator.
You did.
And it was a beautiful emu export fascinator. If you haven't seen it yet, jump onto our Hit WA Facebook page and check it out.
Dude, because it's had like 40 shares.
People are loving it. One of the things we noticed yesterday is that it got shared onto the Emu Export Facebook page.
Which is possibly my biggest accomplishment thus far.
Yeah. But you know what my favourite thing about it is all the comments.
Oh, don't.
Because there's a few comments on the Fascinator. Oh, yeah. But there's a few comments about you.
No,
mate.
There isn't. They're about the Fascinator, Jesse.
Best looking bird I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's a hot bush chook.
No, crikey. What a good looking bird. Next comment. And the girl's not too shabby either. Guess which one of those comments got more likes?
What?
The girl one.
No
Yeah.
You are lying.
There's a few other ones as well. Gift for the missus. That's a good good idea. Oh, definition of a trophy wife.
What? Oh my gosh! I've noticed that there's a couple of girls that are suggesting this to wear as a headpiece for their wedding.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yes.
Someone wants to take it to Melbourne Cup this year as
Oh, okay. Let's see if it survives Bunbury Cup.
Yeah, that's
Sunday.
True. But one of my favourite ones is the Emu Export page has a little disclaimer at the top that says negative comments will be deleted. And someone's commented on that and gone, can't imagine a negative comment about something so great. Yes,
it was
unreal. People came up to you all day yesterday saying that they loved it.
Insane. It was just crazy. The craziest thing is I actually haven't tasted Emu Export yet.
I know. It's almost like you're living a lie.
No, it's not. I'm happy to represent the Emu Export. I've heard it tastes like something similar to something else I've drank, so okay. I will actually like it. But what I'm planning on doing is having my first taste at the Bunbury Cup this Sunday.
When you're wearing your fascinator. I like it.
Might do a shotgun, you know.
Hey, one thing that we did do with you yesterday while you were wearing your Emu Export Fascinator is I entered you into Fashions on the Field yesterday.
You did.
Now, Fashions on the Field at Stakes Day is a big deal. It's part of the Country Cups Tour. And if you win, you get a spot in at Ascot in Perth, which could potentially send you off to England. And it was a thrilling ride for the entire afternoon. This is how it went down.
Thank you for entering me, Jesse.
No, I got you, mate. I got you.
No,
got you covered.
I didn't want to do this. I don't know if I told you this before, but I have severe stage fright.
Oh, well, that's going to be hard when you're up on stage for fashion.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you. And I'm glad that you're taking the mic out of me for this.
Tell me how many compliments you've got on the Fascinator today.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, well, we've got Heidi from Hit in Perth in the judges there, so we got someone on board.
I hope she's got my back. I'm sure she will. Like, she won't be biased at all.
So we waited it out for a bit, and then it was time for Jules to go up for her heat.
Should I just, like, full-on strut it, like, over-the-top runway strut it?
Yeah, kill it.
Okay, don't forget to cheer for me, whatever you do. Just cheer, please.
As you could tell, she was pretty nervous, but she absolutely killed it on the runway.
Oh, now this is something special. Woo! Look at this. It's an Emu Export, aka a bush chook on her head. You can't get much more Australian than that. 10 points for you, Nicholas.
So she had the crowd behind her, killed it on stage. But how did she feel she went with the bush chook Emu Export Fascinator on her head?
I'm so glad that that is over. Oh, my gosh. My heart was pumping as I was just about to go off.
It might not be over, mate. What if you make it through to round two?
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Emu Export all the way to London.
You got the biggest cheer. So we waited for the judges to make their deliberation and give us their final 10.
It is now time to announce the top 10.
Okay. No, they're about to announce the top 10.
Pressure's on,
mate. Do you reckon I'm in? I mean, I don't
at
all.
First entrant.
I feel anxious
for you. Into our top 10. Number 13, Emilia Hirvonen.
So it wasn't Jules, but we just assumed that they'd probably be saving the best for last. Of course you'd want to call her lame out last.
And our final entrant.
Okay, here we go.
Into the top 10 today here at Bunbury Turf Club. Number 45, Misha Warren.
You missed out, mate. How do you feel?
You know what? I'm just so happy to be a part of the day, and I wish all the girls all the best when they go to Ascot.
Off to the bathroom to cry?
Yep. Beautiful.
But we did feel that injustice might have been done, and we needed to get to the bottom of it. And our friend Heidi, who works for HIT in Perth, was one of the judges, so we thought we'd follow up with her about it. All right, Jules, so the disappointment is over.
It is. I'm out of the bathroom.
But we got to find out why. So you got Hides, you were the judge, mate. What happened?
I'm already scared of every other woman out there. So I'm actually glad that the bush took's got no beer in it, because I'm sure she'd be smashing it on my head right now.
No, but look, it's totally fine. Look, the girls all look lovely, but I do want to know, how close did I get?
Look, I asked if Jules could get through for a laugh.
Oh, that's how close you were. Not even close.
And they were like, no. Because this is the thing, right? There is so many people that go in. Mm. It was just the attention to detail. Yes. I think if you'd have worn the red dress to go with the red Emu Expo, or even the yellow, then maybe.
Yeah. I'm learning, mate. I'll dress you better next time.
So what you're saying is that I came in at number 11?
Yeah, we'll say that. At least you two look good together, little cuties. Like, you've matched your red fascinator with Jessie's bow tie.
Yeah, fashion tips with Jessie and Jules. There you go, mate. You unfortunately just missed out.
I know, but you know what? I'm happy to get that close. Like, and just to miss out, I'm totally okay with that.
And you're just happy to rep WA with a bit of bush chook on your head.
Bit of bush chook on the head. Now, it's going to happen again this Sunday. You and I, we will be emceeing the Fashions on the Field out the Bunbury Cup.
So we'll give it another run, eh?
Why not? I just need to find a dress that actually suits this fascinator now.
It's the Jessie and Jules catch-up on Hit
FM. Right now, it is time to do best tweets. And this is a little segment that I throw in every now and again when I come across an awesome tweet.
Yeah, because you and I don't go on Twitter very much. And so
lately, because I've been trying to do all the work for you guys.
So you just go and find out something that is decent for us to hear.
Yes. Now, I've come across a really, really great one.
Okay.
You know what? I'll let you decide. Yeah. But I think it's a really good lesson when it comes to, you know, sending the nudes, nude pictures.
Yeah.
And this is a clear example as why you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the internet and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so Victoria has tweeted out, on the topic of nude pictures, I just want to remind everyone of a little movie called Titanic. A girl in 1912 had her naked body drawn in a sketchbook by a random dude that no one has ever heard of, locks the drawing in a safe on a boat. That boat sinks. And her nude picture still ends up on television 84 years later, people. No one is safe.
Jessie and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jessie and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Em and Jules, we want to talk world records this morning. Because I've come across a pretty weird one for you.
Okay.
Because they do Guinness World Records for just about everything these days.
Yes, that's why there's a big bloody book.
Yeah. A young bloke in Florida has set the world record for clapping, speed clapping, they call it.
Right.
Riveting stuff.
Yeah.
He clapped 1,080 times in 1 minute.
Jeez. Okay, right. That is a lot. I'd hate to be the person that had to count these.
Yeah, right. But this story, that's pretty weird. It gets weirder.
Right.
The kid's name is Seven.
Seven, like the number?
Like the number. And it's not pronounced Severn or anything like that. It's pronounced
I went Seven. Straight to that. Severn. Maybe you're just pronouncing it wrong.
So apparently Seven became interested in hand clapping after seeing the previous bloke holding the world record on their YouTube channel.
Right,
and
which
he was,
another
young guy.
Oh, no, it doesn't say how many claps he did, though.
1,020.
Okay,
1,020,
yep.
Right? And which is, still pretty full on pace. And apparently his dad, the story just keeps getting weirder and weirder. His dad's name's Chicago.
Wait, what?
Chicago?
Chicago?
Chicago.
I like it. Chicago.
So Chicago said, mate, look, if you want to break this record, because Seven was very interested.
I'm starting to think that this story is not even legit.
No, this is real. Okay, so Chicago said to Seven, he said, if you want to break this record, young man, you are going to have to do some practice. Because Seven apparently used to clap all the time and for 15 or 20 seconds was like, mate, I could beat this record, no worries.
Right.
Chicago said to him, mate, if you want to break this record, you need to start practicing. Put in some effort. and set aside half an hour practice sessions every single day.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently Seven did that. Yep. He set aside his time and went and practiced. And then eventually he had a go and he broke the world record. And his dad, Chikako, said, "I think it was important for Seven to witness and understand that a lot of preparation and planning goes into something like this, and it's just not good enough to just be good at something."
Well, that's pretty true.
Some great parenting advice from Chikako.
Yes.
But I actually managed to get some audio of his world record attempt.
Okay.
And so I thought I would play for you what speed clapping actually sounds like.
And go.
It's way.
It's at this point that I thought. A young guy, I reckon. Maybe.
Wait, he's speed clapping. I just need to reiterate. He is speed clapping.
Clapping, yes. Speed clapping, apparently. I reckon.
I feel like.
Maybe he got caught and his mum was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing in your room?" I'm speed clapping, mum. I'm just speed clapping.
Oh, my God.
Chikako needs
to say. Did he win? I just need to ask.
He did break the world record. 1,080. He is now the world record holder for speed clapping. And there's your slow-mo action replay.
Okay. All right. I think that's enough audio for today.
Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Okay, Jesse, so the final showdown went down last night, Married at First Sight. Now, Jesse, you're not a massive fan of it. However, I am, and last night, when you think it just cannot get any better, they just make it so much better, more than what you could ever expect in reality TV. So, obviously, I've been speaking about this for a while, so you know the characters that I'm talking about with yep. Tracy and Dean.
Yep.
They were married on the show in their final commitment ceremony.
She rejected him.
Said, "See you later." So they broke up. Now, it then came out that Tracy is now with Sean, who was also on Married at First Sight, that he ended up leaving his partner, and they are now together. So the other night, Sean brought it up with Dean talking about some messages that had been sent, and Dean was denying, like, you know, saying, "What are you talking about, mate? I don't know." Sean was pretty adamant about it. Now, last night on the couches in front of the psychologists that were there, this is what he had to say to Dean.
"Sexting to Tracy. I don't know why you do that. I just thought, like, it's disrespectful to you."
"Did you ever say it was disrespectful, Tracy? Did you ever tell me that that was inappropriate?"
"I was trying to keep things amicable. Yes, I did let a few inappropriate texts slide."
Oh.
Yes. Now, the thing is, it got even worse than this. So once she was like, "Oh, I've let a couple of inappropriate texts slide," saying that Dean had sent to her, she was then showing her partner, Sean, and going, "Look what he's sending me," right? And then Dean thought, "You know what? I'm going to out you right here." He then revealed that Tracy had been sending pictures to him.
Back to him.
Yes. Pictures in the bedroom.
This is ridiculous.
I know. And she, on TV, she had nowhere to go. She was caught out. Biggest scandal ever. And it was the best TV to watch.
And that's it.
Oh, when it ended, I just went, "Oh my gosh." Elliot and I looked at one another. We were like, "What are we going to do with our lives now? Seriously. What can we do?" But that was the most explosive Married at First Sight season ever. Apparently, they're going to bring another season at the end of this year because the ratings
were so
successful. Yes.
I'm going to go again.
Did read this morning, though, all the couples are not together.
None of them.
They've all split up. They have all split up, including your favourite, Sarah and Telf.
Oh, mate.
Breaks my heart.
It's supposed to be an experiment, clearly.
It doesn't work. So doesn't we're going to do it again at the end of the year.
Let's just keep doing it until we get one.
If you want to find out more, make sure you go to hit.com.au.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
I'm really excited at the moment.
I reckon we can just call the show here.
Not at all.
Just
I have
game
in my
over.
Hand.
Go home early, everyone.
I've got Jesse's phone in my hand. And I'm in Jesse's Tinder.
This is not good.
This is good. I think this is what you actually need because you're not getting any success from it. So I thought, yeah, I need to have a look at this and just see where you're going wrong.
We almost went through an entire show today, yet again, without talking about my being single.
Well, I'm going to take it another step further.
20 minutes away from the end of the show.
I'm going to go into your messages and see how you've been talking to girls.
Julianne, do not.
You just call me Julianne, radio. No, I won't. I promise I won't do that. But I do want to have a look at your photos because the thing is, when it comes to Tinder, there are so many people on there and you're almost competing. You're trying to stand out.
Got to market myself.
So I don't think you're marketing yourself well. And looking at your first picture on your Tinder tells me that you were definitely not marketing yourself well because it's a picture of you with 10 other people in the
photo. I didn't know what to write and I didn't know what to put, what photos to put up there. And I don't know what's good or bad or whatever.
Which is why I'm here.
Well, so this is the exact thing that I did about two and a half years ago when I was at university.
You have not updated your Tinder in 2 years?
No. Because I had it done by the girls at uni did the same thing as you and they were like, don't worry, mate, we'll sort it out for you. We know what girls like. And so they did my Tinder profile for me. And then I just haven't touched it because I don't know how to make it any better.
Okay, number one rule, and this goes for anyone out there, guys, if you need some help on Tinder, no group photos. It's especially as the first photo because you've got to think you're going, girls are looking at it going left, right, whatever. If you've got a group photo, if I was single, I'd be like, I wouldn't even take the time to work out who you are.
I'm at the front of the photo.
It doesn't matter. You could be the girl at the back too, pretending to be a guy. Like, no, it doesn't.
Someone complimented me on that photo, and so I put it up there.
You look really good in that. I do. I have to agree. However, crop everyone else out.
Oh, just that?
Just your photo. Okay. While I'm just here on the photos as well too, make sure that your photos aren't blurry. Make them really clear.
Okay.
Just because I'm looking at your next one, which is with your mate, which is great. You know, you guys are out in the water, but I couldn't tell. I still can't tell who you are, whether it's you, like there, or the guy behind you.
Okay.
Going on to picture number three is you playing football.
We're really going through all of these, are we?
You playing football, Jesse. You don't play football anymore.
I'm telling you,
you
2 years ago when the profile was made, I was still playing footy.
Do not put any pictures up that are any longer than really 12 months ago.
But then
you've got
to get rid of the whole profile.
Well, pretty much that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to take over and I'm going to put up the photos that is just showcasing you because that's what it's about. It's about marketing yourself. Also, while I'm at it, no long distance photos. No photos with other women on your dating profile picture. Girls do not like that. We don't care if it's your best friend.
I don't have any photos with girls on
sister.
There.
No, this is just an added little thing out there.
This is just top tips with Jules now about Tinder.
Yes, it is. No bathroom selfies, please.
You're making it sound like I've got bathroom selfies in there, and I absolutely do not.
You don't, but I just thought, while I'm on a little rampage here on what not to do on Tinder, I'll add in these little tips. No bathroom selfies.
Yeah.
No girls wants to see the phone in the mirror, that coming back at you. With the bios, just keep it simple.
Very
simple. Yeah, don't try and be too funny. I mean, if you are funny, then that's great.
Yeah, I think.
But let me just read out Jesse's bio.
I didn't write it.
If you want a great pickup line, swipe right.
And I said T's and C's apply.
There is a little asterisk.
Because
I'm reading this bio out.
No.
If you want a great pickup line, swipe right with a little asterisk. And it says, love the beach. For some reason, I know every word to every commercial song ever.
When I didn't write this and I had a reputation for knowing the words to songs in uni. And so that's how that has got in there.
Looking for some hashtag banter. Asterisks, T's and C's apply.
Are you done? Are you done?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, look, Jesse, I've asked this question for the past 2 months just going, how is this guy single? You know, you're a great bloke. You've got great morals, great values, good looking, you're athletic, you go to the gym, you eat well, you look after yourself.
But there's a but coming here.
But your Tinder profile just absolutely
trashes me.
Yes, we are going to continue this conversation tomorrow.
Great.
We're going to get WA's input on this.
Good.
We're going to get some votes on some pictures of what you should use.
Oh, no.
And we're going to create your bio.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.